you're out of control.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hang on.
Jeff, Aaron, Kat, Michael.
UCR.
Are you ready for the game?
They're saying what we want. Give it to you, not stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll. We never gonna tell. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Good evening, everybody. How is everyone doing? This is Uncensored Radio. We are your guiltiest pleasure, and it's so exciting to be on tonight. I can't wait to get the show started. We got so many funny things to talk about today because, you know, life never lets us down. It always brings the funny. I am Karen Ashley, and exactly, I've got Jeffrey up in here. How are you, Jeff?
Girl, I'm still traumatized. Shit just keeps going wrong in this country.
Really? Why?
No,
how?
No.
Well, I'll let you get to it after we
interview. Katrina Johnson is on time. Oh, my gosh. Everyone,
hey.
Let's give her a round of applause. Yay, Kitty Cat is here. I love to hear your voice. How are you, girlfriend?
Oh, I forgot I'm trying to really clap for you, and I forget there's a button for that.
Right.
Wow, see, Jeffrey, wow.
I just said when Lord Baltimore was on the show, he would never miss the clap cue.
That's correct. He didn't...
Thank you.
That's you, Katrina.
You couldn't pay him to remember my name, but
right.
He would remember the clap.
And remember every other sound effect. Do you remember that, how you used to sound effect us to death?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It was like almost like at first it would be funny, and then the production quality of the show would like plummet because it was overloaded with sound effects.
Wait.
There you go.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. How are you, Miss Katrina Johnson?
I am beat up a little bit. I think the partying has caught up with me, and I threw my back out.
No! The world.
Have you ever partied so hard you can't walk right?
Damn.
The fucking Lully.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I have, actually. You just lay in the bed and you don't move. You, like, stay in one position the whole night.
I would like to.
Aw, well, that's
yeah,
what
that
you
would
have
be
massages
enjoyable.
All day. I was seeing
I got
your,
one.
Your massage.
I feel
you
better.
Good for
yeah.
you. You got to come. Next time you're in L.A., I've got to take you to my girl and her husband.
Oh, I would
they
love
are amazing.
To.
Just
yeah, we wanted to go last
time,
but we didn't
yeah.
have time.
Well, I was like, well, remember one day I was like, let's go. Jeff was like, I don't know about anybody rubbing on my body.
Yeah.
My bad.
I don't like that.
He gets a little frisky. Well, is it because you get a little frisky when they touch you, or is it just because?
No, I just don't like weird people I don't know touching me.
Okay.
Like you said when you were single.
Right?
I didn't like it then. I'm telling you, I did not have that much sex. It was with regulars. But I'm saying, it took me a long time to get used to hugs. Like, I did not like people touching me, period.
Oh, my God.
See, I don't
it's
like
so
it either.
Weird.
I hate it if it's a stranger, but if it's a massage, it's completely different.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't count. It's like, they're almost like a doctor. Like, you just, like... You
yeah.
get naked, you lay there, it's like, flip over, okay.
Maybe
so
it's necessary.
It would be
yeah.
different if I wasn't fat. You know, because when you're
Why?
Fat, you got a lot
You'd
of
more comfortable
skin.
Or... Okay.
It's not no. cute. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to have somebody rubbing all on my flab and shit like it.
But you know what? You have a bad back. Like, I would want somebody to get in there and, like, work
it
out
really
whatever is bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have plug-in attachments for that kind of a thing.
Oh, God. That stuff doesn't work as good as, like, the actual human touch.
Correct.
The human touch can be revolutionary.
I know mine is.
I go to the chiropractor. That gives me enough anxiety.
Chiropractor does give me anxiety, too, because when he snaps your neck, it's like,
oh it's
God,
so
I'm
scary.
Die. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm
scary.
Like, am I going to move? Like, am I going to be Christopher Reeve? Like, what's going to happen here?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm good when he popped everything else, but it's like the neck, I just go, oh, my God, I'm not going to die. I'm not going to die. Like,
but
I just think at that moment, I'm paralyzed.
I have to tell you, though, when he does that, that's where I feel the most pressure being relieved. Like up in my neck and in my shoulders. Like I'm telling you, the first time I went, I didn't even know how much pain I was in my neck and shoulders until he did it. And I was like, God, I fucking feel weird. And I'm like walking home and I'm like, what the hell? And I realized, like, oh, I'm not in pain. Like, I didn't even realize that I'm in pain every day up there because I'm in pain in so many other places.
You get used to it.
Yeah, you really do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's fucked up because now when there's a day if I don't wake up in pain, like, which is very rare these days, but I feel like, what's wrong? Something's not right with my body. And it's like,
oh, no,
I'm just not in pain.
That's horrible. Yeah, Jeff, you need to let it go and, like, one day let this Asian lady, let her work it out because she will straight up stand on top of you. And you, like, walk out of there and you're, like, almost like, my neck has never moved this way. Like, it's like your body is just, like, I'm telling you, if I'm feeling really stressed and I go to them, there have been times they've worked out the kinks in my back, my neck, my arms, my feet. I mean, they, like, will do your whole body. I come home and, like, fall asleep. Like, I'm so, like, relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I wake up and it's like they've like, let's say I was maybe not feeling so well. It's like they made whatever was happening with me come out of my body and I have like a fever and it's like I wake up in a cold sweat and I'm like, oh my gosh. But then the next morning I feel fabulous. It's like they removed it.
They got the toxins
out. Yeah.
Here's the other problem. It's I'm super like sensitive. In the sense that like when people try to like massage my shoulders, it actually puts me like it hurts. Like, even if
that's
because
you need therapy first. You're too tender. You're in too much pain. That's why.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if you just poke me in the arm, you know, with any amount of pressure, like it fucking hurts. Or like if the dog walks over my leg.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, like holy shit! Like it just hurts. And I mean, I love it. I had some friends that would, like, massage my neck and stuff. But, it the amount of pain that it put me through just to get it done, it's like, fuck, it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I think, too, maybe now I'm going to be losing some weight because, you know, Twinkies and Hostess are going under, and it's just completely devastating to the fat kid in me. So I'm assuming I'll probably lose some weight. I mean, I haven't had a Twinkie in probably 10 years.
I don't know why it's going under because I don't know any of us that eat Twinkies. Like,
I haven't had one in a really long time, but I love
them.
I was five, yeah.
Well, who makes the Nutter Butters?
Nutter Butters?
Is that Hostess or is that the other one, Little Debbie?
Not Little Debbie.
Little Debbie. Little Debbie does Nutter Butters. It's like the little chocolate cover.
Me and
thing.
Midge have been known. You know, maybe like once a year. I think it was probably over a year. Well, it was longer than that because we were at the other house. Like, we'll buy a box and we'll eat the whole thing.
Right.
But, you know.
That's not okay.
Like, I don't really eat that shit though anymore. I can't because of my tooth problem. So, teeth problem. You know, so it's kind of a fucked up catch-22. Like, I just need to, you know, get some shit situated here. And
just
get my
ass on soup.
You'll
feel better.
Like,
you'll feel better.
Soup.
You'll be skinny. You'll be healthy, and it won't hurt your teeth.
No, you know what's fun? I've been doing the shakes again. I went and got the almond milk so I could do them, and I actually
You need to do the Katrina Johnson shake. Like literally, I mention this, like I'm telling you, like you guys know I've got really bad allergies. Like I got skin allergies. I've got sinus allergies. I've just got like I'm allergic to everything. And the Katrina Johnson shake, no lie, I drink that in the morning and where I was having to take an allergy pill in the morning and take one at night, I don't have to take one in the morning. And and the days I don't take it, I have allergy problems. Like today I ran out of my, because, you know, Katrina gave me, she knows I'm going to, I couldn't just drink the lettuce on its own. So she gave me a proper shake. That, you know, I mix the kale, the spinach. Oh, and you know, Katrina, I started to put carrots in there. And
She
told me, she told me put, you know, half a cup of, you know, diet lemonade because that'll help you. And then I have, you know, like an apple and an orange. But she says put a half a cup of diet lemonade because that'll help with the taste because she knew I was like, right?
Yeah, because, nobody likes to drink straight lettuce, not even me, and I've been doing it for 2 years.
Right.
But if you add the other stuff, it's better.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so tasty. Like, you may think it's not, but it is so tasty. And I'm telling you, my nails are growing. My hair is growing like weeds. And
it's
I'm not
having
that.
It's just so good for you. Yeah, it's Stray Vitamins, and it's all the vitamins you need, your body needs for the whole day.
Wait.
Yeah.
Did
one
you say her hair was growing like weave?
Like weeds. Like
I think
weeds.
She said like
no,
weeds.
I thought you said like weave.
That would have been funny.
No, that'd be great. Shit, I wish it would. If she can create that chick to make it grow like the hair weave, I think we all
girl,
be
then I would save us both $10,000 a year.
Exactly.
I wish you'd make like
$10 million. Yeah, did you ever see a documentary that Chris Rock did about the weave industry?
Good hair. I love
yes.
it. Good hair.
Like, it was shocking, but I always knew, like, I spent a lot of money on that. But it was, like, shocking the billions and billions of dollars that that industry makes and how, you know, it was amazing to watch. He's such a smart – he's like, the reason I like him as a comedian, he's not just a funny comedian. He's actually a smart comedian. Like, he'll say really smart things, but he'll have you in stitches as well. But, no, Jeffrey, tell us about your shake, but I still think you should do the Katrina Johnson shake.
No, it's just good. And, like, I feel great after I take it. I'm not hungry. It fills me up for the whole day. And, like, I just notice a difference right away. You know, it's just the trick of keeping myself on it. Because
yeah.
in the morning I'll just get preoccupied and I'll forget. And then by lunchtime I don't care. And I'm like, that salami and provolone sounds real good.
Oh, God. Well, you know what's funny is that I went to go look at, like, one day I didn't have time to make my shake, my Katrina Johnson shake is what I call it. So I went to, like, one of these places, like, you know, I don't want to name any of the juice places, but, you know, there's all kinds of juice places you can go to.
Mm-hmm.
Those shakes have a lot of freaking calories because they're putting, like, 2 scoops of freaking yogurt in it. And
yep,
I was like,
they add all the additives for flavor. And
yeah.
then that just defeats the purpose. You might as well just eat, if you're going to eat all those calories,
yeah.
you might as well just eat a big old meal, yeah.
Yeah, because it was, like, 350 calories, and I was like, I'll just take the freshly squeezed juice. I can't do the 350 calorie shake, and you know, it's like you're killing me here. So, but yeah. So
well, you
thanks,
know,
Katrina.
When I was at
my pleasure
with Kelly the other night and Andy.
Oh yeah.
They had like this juicing machine.
They're healthy,
but, like,
healthy.
Like pureed too, and it was like all kind of crazy. And I'm like, oh, I've got to have one. And all that reminded me of is when we were in L.A. and we had that juicer at that house that whole time, and then, like, we're leaving, and I'm, like, taking it thinking it was Katrina's juicer.
Right.
No, I brought the blender, not the juicer.
So funny. I thought it was hers, and then I thought about it, and I was like, no, she had a blender. She didn't have a juicer.
Yeah.
And then
well,
Joe's, like, the culprit walking out with it.
I love
like,
Joe for that. Thanks, Joe.
Carry on.
Well, Jeff has Joe even doing his dirty work. He makes him steal.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Joe is way
makes him
too
do
honest.
All the heavy lifting, all of that.
He's way too honest. Like, I swear, one day, it was years ago, when we were first together, we were at Lowe's
no
getting cool.
He's way too honest.
He is. So, listen, we're at the fucking the Lowe's, and I've got, like, a drill, you know, in the case or whatever, and all the tool things that we're, like, buying. But I had to go, like, pull the car up or something because we were getting lumber or some crazy shit. And, I mean, truly, though, I wasn't even thinking that I had it in my hand. And I'm, like, out the fucking door, and nobody said a word to me. And then Joe's like, wait, did you pay for that? Like, if you could have seen the crazy cat lady was with me or with us, and she, like, if looks could have killed, I'm not sure who would have killed Joe first, me or her.
You or her?
Like, that was an $80
so
fucking
wrong.
Drill.
You're not
so wrong.
To steal. You're not supposed
well,
stealing is bad.
But if I'm accidentally, like, I really just forgot it was in my hands, walking out the door and nobody stops me, that's bad on you.
No, it is not.
Team Joey on this one all the way. Sorry, Team Joey.
Now,
Team Joey.
There's a difference. My crazy Aunt Rose, oh, God, please, Mom, don't be listening.
Bless her. I love crazy Aunt Rose.
Rose
love
said,
crazy
you know,
Aunt Rose.
They just
I never
saw
met
her the other night. I'll tell you the story first. So they saw her the other night, my mom and dad, when I was at dinner, right? And they're like, we saw Crazy Aunt Rose. I said, oh, yeah? She's like, yeah. She was like, oh, Jeff, how have you been since your accident? And he said, good. And, like, the accident happened, like, 4 or 5 years ago now. And then she looked at my mom without missing a beat and said, does this dinghy still work?
What?
Yeah, I swear.
Wow.
And, like, the best part is the nurse, like, that her nurse that was with her had no idea who my parents were. You know, the other people don't know that that's her niece or whatever, you know. And
right.
She's just like, they think she's just asking some random person if his junk still works. And, oh, it was just amazing.
Goodness.
I mean,
God, that's awesome.
But she got in trouble because she used to go to a certain grocery store in town. And this bitch had no balls. She would just fill her card up and then walk right out the store. She wouldn't even, like, go to a corner and bag her own shit. She'd just walk right out and be like, and then finally, like, after doing this for years, she got caught. And she was like, oh, I was just looking for my husband.
Does she have a husband?
Yeah, at the time she did, before he passed away. But she would just walk out with her pork roast or her pie roast, everything just in the cart chilling, and she'd throw it in the trunk and go about her life.
Wow.
But she was, she had dough at one point, but she's so cheap. She used to go to the Bon Ton and rip the tags off. It was a department store. Rip the tags off the fur coat and then go and put them on the fur coat she'd buy at the Sally Ann shop.
The Sally Ann shop.
The Salvation Armani.
Oh.
I was like, Sally,
they call it the Sally Ann
Auburn
shop.
Thing. That must be an Auburn
thing. No, it's
old
people thing. Bitch, that ain't my
is
thing.
It?
Yeah.
That's
but
yeah, funny.
That's
it's Auburn.
She'd go
so it looked like she had a
off.
Designer. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, and she'd sew them in or whatever. And then I think a few times she tried to actually return the... I mean, she just... Oh, she was crazy. God bless her heart.
Oh, you're funny.
The woman ain't right. She had a monkey that used to fling shit. I mean, it was just something.
That is too hilarious. Well, speaking of flinging shit, I don't know what you guys saw on TV today. They had it all over TMZ. There was this young girl and her mom who had been claiming that the world's greatest father, Michael Lohan, was the father to her child. Her now, like, I think she's a girl, like, older teenager, like, probably, you know, she looked like she was 17 or 18 years old. Anyway, this woman for years has been trying to say, you are the father, you are the father. And, of course, Michael Lohan has denied it adamantly. And, of course, being the attention whore that he is, he went on a talk show, like a Maury Povich-style kind of talk show. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do a DNA test and prove once and for all that this is not my daughter. So he does the DNA test, and it comes out that he is the father to this girl. And you can see the look on his face.
Oh,
yes.
It was on the Trisha.
You should have seen the look on his
show.
Face. And he was just like, as arrogant as he was, he just was like, I can't believe it. Like, I can't believe it. And this woman tried to get child support from him for years. And so they asked the daughter how she felt about being now part of the family. And she looks at Michael Lohan and goes, I don't want to be a part of the train wreck that is the Lohans.
Wow.
Yes, and he gets pissed, and he's, like, backstage, and he's kind of mad, and he, like, rants about it. But if you didn't watch it, go on TMZ, because you know they got the clip up there. But can you believe it? Like, he's dumb enough. He's an attention whore. He went on TV and was arrogant enough to think, well, this couldn't be.
Well,
and
I'm
it
sure
was.
They paid him.
They probably did. Like, I mean, some talk shows do pay, but they don't pay you, like, pay you directly, but because you're on a show that they're doing and they're like Astra or SAG, they have to at least pay you the Astra minimum to be on the show.
You know what, though?
Pay you, like, to be there.
If I were Maury Povich or the host of that show, I would say you are the father to him, even if he wasn't, just to fuck with him.
Well, it was
right.
Trisha Goddard. It's a new talk show. I don't know who she is. I never even heard of it.
Yeah, she had like a British accent. She goes,
Michael Lohan,
you are the father.
Yeah, I looked. She had some show over the pond there. But I mean, I've heard that she had this new show, but like I hadn't seen her, Steve Hart, none of them. But yeah, that's kind of. I'm sure he made some dough.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, they. I'm sure.
Well, because
you know,
the show wasn't doing so hot. Well, I heard Barbara Walters blew her shit up. She's, they
oh,
don't
really?
Pay the people Fine. For coming on the show. They pay for the photographs.
Mm. Well, you know what? They don't. They can't necessarily pay you to come on the show. But like I said, they're gonna air it. So because that show's a union show, the union forces, if you're going to make money off of someone's likeness or image, then you need to pay them for being there. So you'll get a residual check if that's ever rerun, you know? So,
well, that's
I mean,
bullshit
that
because Jerry Springer was just trying to give me a free trip to Chicago.
Yeah, Jerry Springer probably was doing something shady.
They were. They tried to get us on for years.
Mm-mm-mm.
For what? What was the topic?
Well, it was
yeah,
like a love triangle.
That's why you know.
It was when, it was before Midge, but there was Big Shan who was with Ona, but they were both dating this girl, Jamie. But the problem was she was 17 at the time, maybe. And I was like.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. And there was this other kid that I was like seeing, but then we had questions about him and the younger girl maybe messing around, and then there was this other guy involved. So there was like a big, you know, swirl of us. And I, you know,
sounds like a love octagon.
Yeah,
a triangle only has three sides.
They,
boo.
But,
get
well,
your
because there's
straight.
This one bitch from Auburn. Oh, well, there was a couple of, but the one dude's in prison now for like Medicaid fraud or some shit. I'm not really for certain.
Oh Lord.
And there were big fat girls and a big fat guy, and they called him Fat Daddy Porn Star. And I don't remember what the girls were called or whatever. But they like got
fat
in a
Daddy
pool
porn
of
star.
Like, yeah, they got this guy it. Was fat as fuck. He actually lived around the corner from me. They were fat as fuck. They got in a pool of, like, sundae shit and were, like, pouring, like, hot fudge and whipped cream and ice cream and nuts and shit all over their bodies. They're like, I'll do it for you, baby. I'll do it for you. I'll eat the food, like, blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, it was nuts. So anytime, to this day, if I see that bitch in town, I yell, Jerry, Jerry, and she gets so pissed.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Like,
oh,
bitch, you can't
God.
Be in this town and go on Jerry Springer and think ain't nobody notice you, because let me see you, because I'm going to call your ass out.
So he actually went on the show?
What?
They actually went on it, or no?
Yeah. I had the episode on tape forever. I mean, I'm sure I probably still have the tape somewhere. But, yeah, like, they were on it, and, like, that two girls were fighting over his love, and it was because he loved food so much that he wanted to bring food in the bedroom, and the one bitch was like, no. And then she got in the kiddie pool full of ice cream sundae shit and was rubbing it all over her big ass. I mean, it really was something. I'm like, you could at least try to go with a little class. Like, we were just going to beat the shit out of each other, you know. Like, she's in a pool of fucking hot fudge and Hershey syrup and just pouring it all over her melons like it was her business.
Ew, that's so gross.
They
choreograph it, though. I did an episode of the Sally, Jesse, Raphael show, and when I was in the green room just waiting, they had people that were choreographing their fight. They're like, okay,
wow.
Now I'm going to hit you, and you're going to roll down, and then I'm going to push you, and you're going to roll that way, and then you're going to pull my hair, and I'm going to block it. It was like an episode of the WWE, like completely choreographed.
Yeah, Mitch's cousin was on there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, word?
Yeah. One night we were fucked up, and I was like, she's like, yeah, my cousin was on there. I was like, oh, looking for her baby daddy? She's like, no, hooker. I was like, what? She's like, no, really, she's a real prostitute. I'm like, God's honest. She's like, yeah, still to this day. There's a hooker, comes to family Christmas with one of her Johns. I'm like, oh, my God.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's great. Someday we'll have to get her on the show and see if she'll tell the story. Because
yeah,
I mean,
that'd be great.
Well, it's just so funny. Oh, my God, I couldn't stop laughing. Because she just dead serious looked at me without missing a beat. She was like, no hooker. And she was all proud, like somebody went on Sally Jesse.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things to go on there for.
Right.
I don't think I would want to claim that one.
Right. That's a good.
Not that I would really
want
to claim very many reasons to go on there at all, but I wouldn't claim that.
I don't know about you. My favorite was when they would get on there, and the one guy would be like, I love you so much, but then he'd be cheating with this other girl, and then she'd get on there, and they'd scratch each other, and then she'd scratch her, and he'd scratch her, and then all of a sudden, she's like, well, I didn't really want to be with him anyway. And then the other girl that came out that he was cheating on, the one girl with, would be like, well, I just need you to know I'm really a man.
Ah!
Like, I just loved it. Oh, I used to get down with some Jerry Springer.
Yeah, Jerry would bring the crazy. He would, like, search the bottomless pits of earth to find the craziest situations and craziest people. And, I mean, it was really, like, you have to give credit to whoever the casting agent was or whoever did, like, the... Because they would find these people that I was like, is this real? Is it? And it really was real.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It was like,
is it even still on?
You can't find that just anywhere. Like,
I think he's on the middle of the day around like 11 here on some random channel.
Oh, so you know.
But you know what was funny about him? Because why? Like, he went through this whole, like, what, like 10 years of doing these salacious shows. And then all of a sudden he wanted to be, like, respected as a journalist. Like, it was okay. Like,
well, and didn't he run for office?
Yes,
before the show he was the mayor, but there was like a cheating scandal or something. But if you remember when he first started his show, I mean, the same thing with Maury. Like, they actually, like, were trying to be a little Oprah-ish and have informative stuff and celebrity guests, and it didn't work for any of them. So that's why Maury's like, here's the baby daddy, and Jerry just went to the fist fights. But, I mean,
yeah,
I have to say,
Oprah
was
like that.
Oh,
like
you
that
remember that one guy?
That's correct.
What the hell was it? What show was it that she was like, get off my stage? And she kicked him off or whatever? Where
it
was like hate
or something.
Something,
right?
The KKK or something like that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And she like lost her mind on them. It was like, get the fuck out of my show. I don't even want you here no more. I'm going to do something else. And
yeah.
That was the last time.
What?
It worked for
crazy?
Her, though.
Did we lose him? Oh,
what,
Lord,
me?
Every show. A technical difficulty to every show. What happened, Jess?
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. You got, like, you cut out.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, no, I'm not sure what happened was. But now, if you know what, I was just looking on the Ricky Lake page the other day while we were doing the show, actually. It popped up on the Facebooks. That bitch is like, is your partner overweight and you can't, if you've had enough and you want to tell them, bring them on the show and tell them they need to get their life on track, or you going to leave
She's
them?
Already
I handed my phone to Joe. I handed my phone to Joe and was like, you want to go on, Ricky?
That's so wrong.
Oh, I see where Ricky Lake's heading again because her ratings haven't done so high, so she got to go back to doing that kind of shit, too. People that, you know,
oh
people
God.
Aren't interested.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like, they want what Ricky got famous for. Like, they kind of, you know, the people who are going to tune in again, you know, are not going to expect for Ricky Lake to be Oprah Winfrey. Like, it's just
right.
not what it is.
Well,
yeah, she was nice
that.
Scandal. Ricky was nice
right.
about her scandal.
Right.
That's part of, I think, what did Rosie in, was just all the controversy over the years. And then when people went back for her to have her own show on OWN, they wanted to see the Rosie O'Donnell show. Not
right.
this new thing. They didn't like it.
Right.
I liked it.
Well, no, I liked it when it switched and went to the one-on-one stuff in the end. Like, and the ratings actually started to go back up again. But then, you know, there was all that stuff. I guess Oprah was real pissed with her.
Well, it just, yeah, they just said Rosie was very difficult to work with, you know.
She was Rosie.
Yeah. And the thing was is that I always go, like, Rosie did her own show, so how do you go back and, like, work with somebody? Like, I always thought that was the biggest mistake Rosie ever did was
right.
she had, like, she was, like, an executive producer on her own show, and she ran her show the way she needed to run it. And she was so personable with her people. And however she got there, whether she was a bitch or she was mean or whatever, she was able to turn it on and be Miss Nice, the Queen of Nice. And people loved coming on her show, and she was almost like Ellen is now. She was, like, fun for an hour. Like, she'd make you laugh. She'd sing songs. She'd connect with people and connect with celebrities so well. And then she, you know, obviously goes on this hiatus, has her, you know, has children and kind of doing her thing. And then all of a sudden she, you know, is going to go back and work on The View. Like, you're working for someone and someone's
right,
telling
and
you what to do. And, yeah.
And they wanted to give you $50 million to do another year. Instead of six to seven, they were going to give you $50 million, and The View paid you two.
Right.
$2 fucking million. Like, how do
right.
you just do that? You know, and
like,
at the same time, I'm
proven?
Like, she's like, I'm only worth, like, when they were going through that lawsuit, $124 million. I'm like, you know, as much as she gave away money, I probably would have stuck around a few more years, made that
right.
$50 million, you know? Like, I don't know. I would have stuck around a little longer.
Yeah,
maybe
I think
she
what happened
out.
Was the show. Yeah, and the show started breaking down. Like, the people who helped her, you know, they said she was not easy to work with at all. So it just started breaking down. The people who kind of took it and took it and took it finally were like, I don't want to do it. So the show was, like, you know, breaking down behind the scenes, and she probably was like, I don't feel like fighting anymore, you know.
Well,
so it
I
just
think, though,
kind of,
that happens a lot more than people want to give it credit for in Hollywood.
Absolutely.
I think funny, fat people, I mean, I know from personal experience and being a, well, at least I used to be funny, maybe not so much anymore since nobody gets the jokes. you know, I think it's, there's...
We get your obvious jokes, not the obscure ones.
Yeah, not in code.
Well,
yeah.
I think it's very tough. Like, when you're fat, like, I think funny, like, you become funny because it's a deflection. And I think you're very difficult to work with because you just have a certain mindset, and you have to when you're overweight and you're doing what you do. Like, I think it's just kind of the way, and it all comes from a place of pain. So I think you're probably a dysfunctional person
right.
to begin with, which she was, and she still is, and
mm-hmm.
she openly admits it now, you know, that she suffered
yeah.
from huge depression, like after Columbine, she had to go on meds,
oh, yeah.
she didn't do the show forever, you know, 9/11 killed her, you
mm-hmm.
know, just all this stuff. And I'm like, that, it's, you know, it's a place of pain, like, and,
right.
you know, when you, I think, you know, that's part of the problem, too, is money corrupts so bad. When you have that
yeah.
much money, and it's working, and it's your ass
oh.
on the line, like, I
you
would
know
feel
what?
The same way. Like, bitch, that's my fucking name out there. This is going
right.
to be the way I want it, because it's my name, just like with what she went through with the,
right.
the magazine. And I agree
right.
with her, because, no, fuck you. I'm putting my name on this. It's going to be my vision, not yours,
right.
mine. And if it doesn't
right.
work, it's going to fail because of me, not
right.
because of anybody
right.
else.
Right, exactly. Well,
just
you know
saying.
What's crazy? Today, I watched half of the Katie Couric show. I just was flipping and caught it. And this guy was on there. You bring up something that makes me, you just triggered my memory. But he was on there. He just did this biography on Michael Jackson. And he was saying how, you know, Michael at a very young age realized he was the breadwinner of the family. And he realized it went from being the breadwinner of the family to kind of being the cash cow to when he grew up, like, he would go, you know, hey, guys, come on the road with me and let's do this show and I want my brothers to come out. And they would demand money. And it would be like, you know, he almost said how, okay, everyone always blames Joe Jackson, Joe Jackson, Joe Jackson. He goes, but no one ever puts the blame on the mom, Catherine, because – Catherine allows this family to just live off of him, like all the brothers,
right.
all the nieces, all the, you know, and he would be responsible to give her so much money a month, and then she'd divvy up the money to all the other brothers and sisters. And, like, it was
wow.
to the point where, yeah, it was to the point where he totally isolated himself from the family, and they were like, you always blame Joe Jackson, but, you know, Michael talks about how he used to beg his mother to leave Joe, just leave Joe, and she would never leave. And she would stand there and go, don't hit him, don't hit him, but she would never stop him. Like, it was like, you know, like, you gotta, you know, she kept
right.
her children in this
well,
space.
When you're that young, and you have
mm-hmm.
to be the breadwinner, and you can't even
right.
trust your own family, like, of course,
right.
it's going to make dude go fucking nuts to where
yeah,
he ended up.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah,
but, you know,
yeah.
That's,
right?
I think what happens. Yeah, right.
I know. It sucks.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Like, he was talking about how Michael Jackson wasn't a conventional person in the sense he didn't have a bank account. He didn't have credit cards. His business partner would bring him cash, and the reason was he didn't want the family knowing how much money he really
had. How much
had.
He had? Wow.
Yeah, he didn't want, like, collectors to know how much money. Like,
well, then where was the
money? He'd have it hidden on offshore accounts, and the guy would always bring him the money in, like, a paper bag, or, like, he'd go, hey, I need some more fries, and this time, you know, this time, supersizing. But he said it went into the whole narcissism of who Michael Jackson was because he was so paranoid. Like, he thought people were trying to kill him. He thought his family was trying to kill him. He thought his business partners were trying to kill him because he just felt like everyone's around me for money. And they even showed how, like, you know, even one day he was doing some sort of special or something, and he wanted Elizabeth Taylor to do, like, a little piece, and it was going to show on this special. And she told him, the only way I'll do it is if you buy me this piece of jewelry that's like $600,000. And then the guy was like, well, in all actuality, you know, Michael probably would have, he was going to make money off this, you know, this DVD thing that he was doing. So, but it was even his own close friend was demanding money. Like, he didn't just do a favor. Let me just do you a solid and I'll be on it. And whatever. Maybe
which
I get
so
a residual.
Which is so surprising for her.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she did that whole stint on General Hospital in the 80s as Elena Cassidine. And
mm-hmm.
didn't get paid, and whatever money they were going to give her, she went to some charity. So
yeah,
it's kind of
yeah.
odd.
Yeah,
because
so
people know
thing.
About that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People would hear about the charity.
Right.
That was
right.
probably just for her image.
Right. And he,
but
yeah,
if she makes a deal with her friend, people, the public isn't going to know about that.
Right. There you go. That very well might be. And then they were saying how. He claimed that Michael Jackson died as, like, the, you know, 50-year-old version, basically. He goes, you know, reportedly, it's all, you know, he says, you know, if you knew Michael, if you were close to him, he would sleep, like, you brought this up the other last night, he goes, he would sleep in the bed with children all the time. And he goes, and I hate to say it, I think he was so messed up in the head that he did see himself as a pubescent teen. Like, he saw himself as a 12-year-old boy, and we're all having sleepovers. And he goes, and Katie was like, that's very interesting. And he goes, yeah, well, you know, it was almost like the children were the only people around him who he felt the only thing they wanted was to have fun. They didn't want his money. They didn't want him to support them. They didn't want him to, you know, perform. All they wanted was to have fun with them. And so this is why he always had children around him. And he goes, the only two people who have ever claimed to have sex with him was the young boy that obviously accused him of the molestation. And he goes, and if you look at the case and you look at, you know, Mike probably could have beat that, but he settled out of court with this kid for $20 million. And he says, until the day he died, he regretted it. He goes, because that made me a child molester, and I'm not, or whatever. And so then he goes, and then the only other person who's ever claimed to have sex with him was Lisa Marie. And then he goes, if everyone really thinks she's lying, you know, he goes, it just didn't seem like their relationship was sexual. It just didn't.
Well,
and so
that
was just fascinating, yeah.
After he died and she did that one-on-one with Oprah,
mm-hmm.
She said then that they were having sex.
Yeah,
And I think that was probably her way of trying to protect him. Like, I don't think she was lying to,
probably.
Like, you know, I think she
right.
you know, I think she knew, like, the guy, and she had said, you know, she's like,
mm-hmm.
it was either going to be me or him, and I had to choose me. Like, I couldn't save him, and I had to go.
Right, right. Yeah. So, I mean, it was crazy. Like, I was just like, oh, like, but it really gave you insight to how this dude was so messed up, and it started from, obviously, like, age 5, and he became the cash cow of the family. And it was he had to work, had to tour. Mm-hmm.
All the fucking problems and fights that they've had since he died. Even when Oprah went to Neverland Ranch or wherever the hell it was, where What's-Her-Face lived. Remember when Joe Jackson showed up and Oprah was like, I'm really surprised that you're here. Why are you here? And then she was like, just go. Don't lie. Don't lie. Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Right.
Like, I'm like, oh, get it now.
Captain Jack would put him on blast. He was like, just tell him. That's the way in our generation, that's the way we discipline children. You took a strap to a kid. Just tell the truth, Joe. I was like, ooh. Yeah.
You know, I was sitting on the couch, jumping, raising my arm.
Me
like,
too.
Oh!
Me too. I know. Because it was weird. It was uncomfortable. Like, it just showed you how he, like, lingered or lurks.
And
they've been estranged for years. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think she probably was pissed because she's like, I'm supposed to be doing this interview, and I want her to be, I have her alone, and maybe I can get her to open up and be honest.
Right.
But when Kim's standing there, she's going to shut down, or maybe the kids will shut down, because remember she talked to the kids, and then they were saying how the kids never knew about his charges or anything until after he died, because he didn't allow them to watch TV. He didn't allow them to get on the internet. Like, they would read, they would play games. They had to do things without, you know, TV, internet. Or if they watched TV, it'd be like a cartoon or something
like
that.
And I want to know who the fuck's parents those kids are. I'm dying to know. Because those were not his babies. And Cat Williams said it best. I thought,
well,
you know what the fuck... talking about. If you've seen that episode, I can't repeat what he said because it would get me in trouble. But I'm just telling you, go look it up. And pimping is pimping. He's wearing a green outfit. He will tell you the truth.
I think everybody's seen that. And by the way, Cat Williams got arrested for beating up somebody this week. It's all crazy.
No.
Yeah.
I love him.
He's so little. Who could he beat up?
He beat up somebody. Like, who knows?
What the hell was he talking about? That basketball player. He's like, I can't even be his friend because I just standing next to him and his dick hit me in the forehead.
That's true. Oh, man. That's
Shaq or something. He's like, his dick just all up in my face.
You know what, though? I always thought, though, that after Michael Jackson died, somebody would want 15 minutes of fame and they would go, I'm the children's father. Or they would, you know, I always thought that was going to happen, and it didn't.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, he must have paid them some hush. Or they must be still getting paid, because then it's like your money will be taking you, you know, your money will stop, and you'll owe us the money if you speak. Like, they must have done something to shut them person up.
I'm sure at some point it's going to come out, because those kids at some point are going to want to know.
Yeah.
I think eventually, maybe in the next 20 years, we'll find out.
They seem so in love with their father that maybe they're just okay.
Well, I don't know.
That's
because
true.
Look at her. Like, I think that one little girl, Paris, she's about over that family. She's had a fucking enough. She's like,
I think
fucking
she's
with
over
these
the
people.
Family.
They're holding my
grandma.
Well,
now they're the cash cows. Now they're the cash cows.
Right. And you
know
what the sad thing is?
I think they're realizing that.
Did he have a right to be paranoid? Because the fact of the matter is, he was worth a hell of a lot more dead than he ever was alive.
Right.
That's a sad thing. Like,
that's truly the sad thing. Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what would be real funny? Somebody, it's going to be the next Elvis. He's still alive!
Mm-hmm. Well, he definitely wasn't. They showed that, unfortunately, at the freaking murder trial, they showed him dead on the table. And I was like, how mortified would Michael Jackson be flipping in his grave? Yes! On the Conrad Murray trial, they show him dead on that, like, autopsy table. And
I saw the stretcher photos.
No, they show him dead on the autopsy table. You can probably Google it, and it's a horrible, horrible sight. Because, you know, Michael was so self-conscious. And it's, like, the last thing that man wants is for someone to just have him laying there dead. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's horrible. Horrible, and they had to use it in the trial, So, you're right, I mean, I can see where that paranoia comes from, and then the guy even talked about the whole thing when the kids kidnapped, you know, Catherine or whatever, and they were like, they're making sure that if and when she dies, because she's not young, she's like 70 or 80 years old, that 40% of his estate goes to her, they're making sure that they are willed that money, like, Mom, we're going to be poor if you don't make sure that we get a chunk of that money because you're going to be seeing Jermaine Jackson, you know, dance on street corner because he ain't got no – they don't work. Like, I don't understand why we can't work. Everybody else got to work.
They couldn't have put the wig back on him.
That's what I'm saying. It was horrible. They did him so dirty. Like, I was like, why are you going to do him like that? Like, he was – obviously, he had issues, and he kept getting – surgery after surgery after surgery. So he has image issues. How are you going to do him so dirty?
Well, and you can't say this motherfucker was white. I thought maybe somewhere underneath there he was still black, but nope.
No. He had his whole from the root to the tutor was bleached.
Whoa.
Uh-uh, girl.
Whoa.
And you look at am I telling Elijah?
No, uh-uh, girl. It's true. He spent his whole life trying to be a white lady.
Mm-hmm. From the root.
Kind
of
like you spent your whole life trying to be a black one.
Absolutely. That's what I don't understand about him. I'm trying to be black. He was trying to be white. I don't get it.
I know, right? He had everything you wanted, Jeff.
No, that's kind of a bit. Well, no, honey, because I'm looking at his little pasty, skinny ass. And oof.
Yeah, he was tiny. Yeah.
I'm thinking he had a little, I don't think it was.
Well, they said, I mean, he was obviously on drugs. You know, he died because of propofol, which he was addicted to, and he had signs of injections, so obviously he did propofol pretty often, and, you know, the reality is he died because of that drug and because it was too much was given to him, but he had other drugs in his system too, so he was addicted, you know, he was an addict, and They said he didn't eat, he didn't sleep. His life was a mess.
Well, why does TMZ have something on there talking about November 2nd, hot naked men found in Michael Jackson's death house?
Oh, because that old house that he died in, they did, like, this scantily clad underwear shoot. And they were like,
oh,
Michael Jackson's house.
So it wasn't like
but
a porn or something.
No. No.
Oh, he's so scrawny.
Yeah, he was
really
scrawny.
See, I told
it was like zero body fat, girl. He was like a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Oh, but how do you guys feel? I don't know if you heard this story either, that Channing Tatum was voted the sexiest man alive by People Magazine.
Absolutely accurate. Well-deserved. Hee-haw. Giggity-giggity.
Yeah, I ain't going to complain.
If anyone has not seen Magic Mike, then that's why they don't understand. But I'm telling you, is it?
I haven't seen Magic Mike, but I always thought he was hot anyway.
At this point, who else is there? I mean, Brad Pitt just looks awful. Him in that stupid fucking perfume commercial with his long, greasy
Chanel hair.
Like, he ain't looking
cute. Yeah, he looks gross. He doesn't look Chanel at all. I don't know what the problem is.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
You know, there's just not many left, I don't feel.
Yeah.
We're losing them, girl. We're losing them.
Yeah. I didn't get it. I didn't understand why he was – I mean, I get why people found him sexy back in the day. But, like, today, like, why would he be hired to do Chanel?
What's up with the fucking – all these, like, beautiful buff men that used to be a yesteryear – all growing their hair out long and getting a facial scruff. Like, I don't understand what the fuck. I mean, who told them it's cute?
I think it's that they're tired of being cute and they just want to be left alone and not noticed and not as pretty.
Matthew McConaughey is another one. Like, what's up with the hair, buddy? I mean, go to the barber.
He's shooting a movie, though, right now. He's shooting a movie where he's, like, 50 pounds lighter. Like, he looks like death walking.
But
well,
you can't even fuck with him now because he don't wear no deodorant.
I wouldn't kick him out of bed.
I would.
I would dip him in the ocean and deal with it.
Fuck you. He would be out.
You're so full of it.
I don't believe you at
all. No, fuck it. Well, you know who's another one that I love dearly? Y'all know this. Mark Paul Gosselaar there from Saved by the Bell. He had his hair a little bit too long for my liking. But then he made an appearance on Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, and his hair was short again. And now he's supposed to be on, that show I love, Happy Endings. And his hair is short, too. I'm like, all right, let's talk about this. We're getting back. All right, this is nice. Ooh.
I like
your fucking hair. I hate men with long hair. It's nasty.
Nope.
I agree.
Well, tell us how you really feel. I do, too. I don't like that. I think it's played, but I think those guys are getting older. Like, they're all upper 40s, and it's like they're still trying to stay young, and you do silly shit when you're trying to keep your youth.
Well, George Clooney is in his 50s, and he ain't fucking trying to grow his hair out down to his kneecaps.
I think that's just because he's forever sexy.
He's just classically handsome.
He's just grown and sexy. Like, he's like the epitome of grown and sexy.
Did I miss something? Why does everybody hate him as Batman? I thought he was better than Val Kilmer.
Oh, I definitely thought he was better than Val Kilmer, but he just wasn't a good Batman. I mean, he had a bad script and a bad, like, it was just wasn't a good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the movie sucked, but I thought, like, you know, I had to choose, like, he would be my next choice behind Michael Keaton. It's just that particular movie, like, they just all of a sudden went from, like, dark and Tim Burton to, like, campy as shit, and it was just bleh.
Right. I just think they made the mistake of you're giving him the wrong Batman script. And he just caught the wrath of that. Like, it was like, you know, they went the wrong direction and it didn't work. It's like that's where you go where script is so important. And it's like, you know, even George Clooney had a bad film.
Speaking of script being important, when Grow Up Already is picked up, I'm going to expect to be in the script a lot more often.
Me too.
Hell yeah. Grow Up Already, you went from recurring character to series regular after I met you. You know this.
Hey.
And what about me?
I'm just trying
to be a bartender and get some new teeth.
I told you you could be the bartender every day, all day.
It's going to be a little scary because I got to learn how to act real quick.
Yeah.
They'll just write lines that are much like you.
Right, exactly. You're going to be the gay bartender that hates Katrina. That's what
yeah.
you said.
I know. I told you I wanted to do a little drag contest with her and, like, have me outperform her at her own shit.
That would be hilarious.
I would not want the bartender character really to be modeled after Berta on Two and a Half Men. Like, I love it. In, out, zippy line, like, it's fabulous.
I don't watch Two and a Half Men. I have to watch it.
Berta steals the show.
Yeah.
Does he? Oh, okay.
No,
I got to watch
it.
She,
it's the
fat housekeeper.
The redhead, right?
Yeah. She's like smoking pot, drinking on the job, like she's a horrible worker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to be that. I'd love a role like that. Like, I don't want
to
be nobody's
Jeffrey would like to play the role of Jeffrey.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
The pain
there we
in
go.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, no, we'll keep it true to you. We're gonna make you. You're gonna be the white guy who's really a black woman, hates Katrina, talks shit to everybody. Like we got.
Oh, great! Here comes Malibu Barbie.
I love it.
Don't try and rip my weave out again, bitch! I'll punch you.
I know. I wanna like reshoot some scenes for Grow Up Already, and I'm gonna have Katrina's part like 10 times bigger.
I'm available.
Oh, does that mean you're gonna cut somebody else's down?
No, I didn't say that. It's just the screen time shall be shared.
Well, I expect
and
to be in the reshoot. Damn it.
I know, right? For real. I know. Well, you know what? I do want to send a shout out, or I guess we need to pour out a little bit of our liquor tonight, guys. Pour just a little drop out for those that can't be with us tonight, because the voice of Smurfette, I didn't know this woman, but I sure did love Smurfette, Lucille Bliss. She died today. She was age 96. So we definitely have to pay our respects, because I know the Smurf. Yeah, like she was the original voice of Smurfette.
Aww.
So we gotta send a little love to her.
That's a good
run.
That's
a good life. Yeah.
Still
you know,
young, though.
I don't know if I want to be 96, because aren't you just, like, real old at that point?
Yeah,
like,
but you look at Betty White. That bitch is 90, and she's more active than most of the fucking 60-year-olds
right
now.
That's true.
You know what
I'm saying? It's the way you live your life, yeah.
And she's not, like, a skinny bitch, you know? I mean, she's not fat, but, you know, she's got some
she's
meat on her.
She's fit, for an old woman. She's fit.
And she likes to drink, you know.
Mm-hmm. She likes to drink? I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
She, like, stays up to, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, yeah, she's got a wild side to her. She's a hoot.
Wow. I didn't know that. Sounds good.
I know.
Can
somebody get us her agent?
I know,
like,
right?
I need to have her on before she dies.
Right.
Oh, that's morbid. Well, you mind?
I know. I hope it's not soon. I hope she lives for another 20 years and we're all
her
like, yeah.
And Joan Rivers. I'm telling you, I got to.
Oh, I love Joan.
I'm pissed.
Joan?
If we get back
that's
to L.A., we're going
Joan
to
is
stock
like older
Melissa's
than you
house.
Think.
What?
Joan Rivers? I wonder how old she is.
She's in her 70s still.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah, we got to watch.
Her face is like wrinkled. Like, there's not one wrinkle. Well, obviously, because she has so much done. But it's like
her,
you don't really know how old she looks. And, I mean, she actually looks good to have had so much work.
Her
Did
face
hear,
is
she's
stretched
got a
like
commercial.
A leather seat in my car.
She's got a commercial on the radio. Have you guys heard it? It's like for some fucking 5-hour energy shot. And she's like, I take blah, blah, blah. And, you know, to keep me going, no crashes, just a smooth burst of energy to last me through the day. That's what I take. And I haven't slept my way to the top yet, but there's no time like the present. Who do you know? I mean, she's just so, like, I just love it.
Like, I don't believe that, I have to say.
What?
That she hasn't slept her way to the top?
Well, no, because she considers herself to be on the bottom, no pun intended.
Oh, got it. Okay, I like it.
That's
just
funny.
Kidding. I stand
I love her,
corrected.
Though, 'cause she's so sharp, like, I remember seeing this one this one documentary on her, and she was like, this thing, she had like a cabinet or something, and she goes, every one of my jokes that has ever been written is in here. And she literally pulled out, like, and it was like a file drawer, like the old school kind at the, like, at
the
library. Remember when you used to go to the library and you used to look for a book and you had to look for the card?
The card catalog.
It was like a card catalog of jokes. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
And
it
was huge.
So amazing to me. Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
it's the one about her life.
Amazing.
It's on Netflix. And it's great. If anybody loves her, like, it's a great watch. Like, I loved it.
I did, too. It made me love her even more because it showed how much of a hustler she was. And, like, she really fought tooth and nail to get her place in comedy.
Well,
you know?
Especially after, like, the whole Johnny Carson fallout with the Tonight Show, and then she got her own show on Fox, which I remember as a kid, and even the talk show. And I didn't know that all that happened. Like, I'd always loved her. So I didn't know the backstory until, you know, a couple of years ago. And I was kind of horrified for her. And, you know, like, and I appreciate the fact that this bitch is in her 70s, and she's like, my biggest fear is the calendar being empty.
Right.
In her 70s.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome how she, you know, she went through, like, I don't, for people who don't know, she was like his sidekick. Like, she was Johnny's kind of, not his sidekick, but she was the one who would fill in for him regularly. And then when he decided to retire, they skipped her. They skipped over her so fast. She wasn't even in the talk. And somebody who was a really insider called her and said, if I were you, I would, you need to know that you don't have a home here. You need to think of something else to do. And it was just, like, you would think anyone else would crumble. And she was like, she ended up picking up the pieces and became bigger than anything else. Then she went Emmys, and she did all kinds of stuff on her show.
Yeah, well, no, it didn't last long. It was only like a season, not even. They canceled her, and then she was like blackballed forever.
Wow.
But she had the daytime show. And, you know, does anybody know what ever happened? I've always tried to find the story because she was supposed to voice the baby in Look Who's Talking To. She was at the end of it. And then she wasn't in the sequel. It was Roseanne Barr.
I just think Roseanne was a bigger name at that time. Like, that was kind of at the peak of Roseanne's show being huge. And who do you go to? You go to the person that people watch every night, you know? I think that was just probably some executive. She didn't have a hit TV show. Roseanne did at the time.
Well, her show
just
got canceled.
Yeah.
And then that other guy took it over. I can't remember him with that dude with the big face.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't even know.
He had that show before Conan. He was the host. I don't remember. I can't remember what his name was. But he had the Gilligan's Island
accent?
Reunion. What? No, not. Oh, no, I love him. He's on CBS. No, it was on. He had the show, whatever, the show that Conan hosted before Conan.
I think you're talking at riddles again, and I can't keep up.
Sorry.
Well, and then he went over to, like, Comedy Central or something for a while.
Right.
I still don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, y'all just don't keep up with Hollywood like I do. What can I say?
Well, okay. You might have a point. Well, guys, I mean, we're nearing the end of the show. Do we have any last thoughts before we let the people go back to their lives?
Well, I want to know what we want for tomorrow's top 10.
Oh, I say top 10 reasons we're thankful.
Lame.
Oh, man.
Well, I hope you guys have a great show tomorrow. I am going to be MIA.
Yeah, it's going to be the ladies taking over. Top 10 reasons Channing Tatum is the sexiest man on the earth.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, we know you can on each way.
Is that better?
Yes,
if I think of
thank
something
you.
Better than that, you know what? If you're in the chat room, please post something. Obviously, that's an easy topic for her to break down. But if you got something better, please post it because we need it. We need ideas. And you guys, if you ever want us to talk about something, just tell us. We'll talk about it. You got to just suggest it. Put it on the Facebook wall, you know, email us, whatever you want to do. We'll make sure and talk about something, especially if it's something that's near and dear to your heart. Right?
That's right. Topher, could you play some music? God bless.
Hit it, Topher. I didn't even know
Topher. Shout out to the creeper on the line.
Have a great holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Get ready.
I could have talked shit.
I'm going to go hang out with Baby Emmett.
I'm mad at you. Hey. Bye.
Good night.